Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local. Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm John Ostakovich. Here's what's happening. After 8 days of deliberations, jurors in the federal hate crime trial of former Bordentown Police Chief Frank Nucera could not agree on a verdict on the two most serious counts. The judge declared a mistrial, but the case is not over. KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden has the story.
The panel deadlocked over a hate crime assault charge and a civil rights violation stemming from the 2016 arrest of a handcuffed black teenager in which Nucera was accused of slamming the teen's head into a door jamb. Earlier in the week, the jury found him guilty of lying to the FBI about the incident. Defense lawyer Rocco Ciparone spoke up for his client.
I'm glad that the jury at a minimum was deadlocked on the two most serious counts. I think there's ample reasonable doubt, but for now we're happy with a mistrial. I think that's in some sense a victory for the defense. It shows that after talking about this for 8 days, certainly a number of the jurors still had a reasonable doubt.
Sentencing on the one guilty count is set for early February. Judge Robert Kugler could give Nucera up to 5 years in prison.
The feds have already said they plan to retry Nucera on the counts that stumped this jury. The prosecution has rested its case against Michael White, who is accused of fatally stabbing a man near Rittenhouse Square more than a year ago. KYW Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansson tells us the defense started to put on its case with the defendant expected to testify Tuesday.
Following crime scene photos with blood on the street, a red and black bike and a delivery backpack, prosecutors called the homicide detective who investigated the stabbing death of Sean Skellinger. Authorities say Michael White put a 7-inch blade into the back of Skellinger, killing him after the two got into a fight. Prosecutors have said that White attacked Skellinger after he came up on his bike and injected himself into an argument, but White's attorneys say he was defending himself before running away with the knife.
Prosecution and defense sparred over the meaning of the hidden, then turned in knife, and the suspect allegedly giving police a cell phone that was not his. Pennsylvania and Philadelphia health officials are alerting the public of possible measles exposure at Philadelphia International Airport on 2 days last week. KYW's John McDevitt reports.
Health officials say someone with a suspected case of measles was in the airport on those 2 days and may have exposed many individuals. On Wednesday, October 2nd, health officials say the potential exposures occurred in Terminal F from 6:30 p.m. to midnight. On Thursday, October 3rd, the potential exposures are as follows. Terminal F from 4 p.m. to midnight. Terminal A from 8:30 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. And inside the Terminal AB shuttle bus from 8:30 p.m. to 11:30 p.m.
If you were in those places at those times and feel yourself getting sick, notify your doctor. Philadelphia's fiscal watchdog says the city outspent its overtime budget for the 9th year in a row for the fiscal year that ended in July. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb tells us this comes at a time when the city has its highest staffing level since the Great Recession.
Harvey Rice of the Pennsylvania Intergovernment Cooperation Agency, or PICA, says overtime spending did decrease last year, but he says the previous year hit a record high, and this year's figure, $173 million, is the second highest ever.
They are making strides, but they're minimal. We think they need to do more to rein in these costs because high overtime costs take money from other needed city services.
A city spokesperson acknowledges the need for improvement and says the city is committed to keeping overtime stable, manageable, and responsible.
There have been some improvements, but not enough to ease concerns. The fourth annual International Unity Cup title game takes place this evening at Talon Energy Stadium in Chester, featuring the U.S. versus Liberia. KYW Community Affairs reporter Cherry Gregg has more.
Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney came up with the idea for the tournament to highlight the diversity of the city's immigrant population and to showcase parks and rec facilities. And now cities like Chicago, Pittsburgh, and Boston have all inquired on how to follow suit.
There were five or six cities, then we take the winner of each city and have another additional tournament. That'd be great.
He's hoping to use the next 4 years as mayor to solidify the Unity Cup into the fabric of Philadelphia.
How do you make it an institution?
Hopefully the next mayor, whoever he or she is, will see the value in it, and it's it'll be an institution by then, and it would be hard probably to dismantle something that's positive.
The festivities kick off at 2:30 p.m. Saturday. For details, go to unitycup.phila.gov.
KYW News Radio will carry the game beginning at 6 this evening. That's the All Local. I'm John Ostakovich. Listen anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.